the Ghost Agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, you want to see mass propaganda? You want to see Democrat Party propaganda? As if you haven't seen enough, here's just more foolproof evidence that this is how the Democrat Party and the mainstream media operate hand in hand to deceive, brainwash, and propagandize the American people. The script went out. The orders went out. J.D. Vance is weird.
Some of what he and his running mate are saying, well, it's just plain weird.
These guys are just weird. That's who they are.
As weird and creepy as J.D. Vance.
Super weird idea from J.D. Vance.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's quite weird.
They're just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
Just plain weird.
That stuff is weird. They come across weird, and then they start being weird. Yeah, they're weird.
Being a really weird.
He's such a weirdo.
Donald Trump and his weirdo running mate are weird. Deeply and profoundly weird.
They are weird.
These Republicans just being weird, it's just weird. It's really weird.
Republican weirdness goes even deeper.
He said a lot of things that are weird, a weird style that he brings, weird policies.
Let's start with the weird thing, because it is a thing.
Just plain weird.
What was weird was his talking about Diet Mountain Dew. Who drinks Diet Mountain Dew?
Who ever seen the guy laugh? That seems very weird to me that that an adult can go through 6.5 years of being in the public eye. If he has laughed, it's at someone, not with someone. That is weird behavior.
Weird and cultish.
These are weird people on the other side.
He kind of doubled down on his weird ideas.
I think weird is probably generous.
Simply weird.
These guys are just plain weird.
Vance as weird?
You know, as the campaign said, weird.
It really is just plain weird.
J.D. Vance, plain weird.
No, I mean, I don't know how else you could read it.
Weird. It is kind of weird.
We're not afraid of weird people.
The other side, they're just weird.
Why are you being so weird?
Vance has done something more extreme, more weird.
No matter what kind of weird stuff they keep saying.
Trump and Vance are just weird, in addition to being dangerous to democracy.
That's the weird part that's the most engaging.
Whom he addressed as my beautiful Christians, which was super weird.
Weird tech bro J.D. Vance.
He's a weird guy.
J.D. Vance, uneasy and sort of weird.
Frankly, for lack of a better word, that he's weird.
Sarcastic remarks that aren't even funny, and he kind of shows that he can't really deliver a one-liner.
So, Sam, weird is the word here in terms of initial impressions from Vance to the American public.
Once again, great work by Grabian. Yeah. Let's see in 2 minutes, guys, how much weirdness we can actually talk about. Who's really weird? The Democrat Party that hosts Marina Abramovich spirit cooking parties, and I'm sorry to be graphic here, but I mean, you want to talk about weird. Marina Abramovich spirit cooking parties that feature semen, blood, and feces that they rub on the wall and rub on themselves. How about the Podestas and their weird art? You ever seen that? You want to talk about weird? How about the fact that the White House has invited transgender individuals to the White House dozens of times, some men with beards as tall as 6'6" with huge beards that wear dresses and dance and gyrate. Some of them just outright get naked and flash the cameras on the White House. You want to talk about weird? How's that for weird? How about a Democrat Party platform of abortion up to birth? That's not weird. Abortion up to birth? A beating heart? A child that can feel? That's not weird. How about a Democrat Party that thinks men can get pregnant? They think men can have periods. Is that weird? How about a Democrat Party that runs Joe Biden around the White House? He can't walk. He can't talk. They have to traffic cone him around with an Easter bunny, and then they tell you he's sharp as a tack. Is that not weird? Who's really weird? Who's really weird here? A Democrat Party that promotes turning your child over to the state, and if the child asks the government to have a sex change surgery, they will receive it, and they don't have to tell the parents? Who's really weird here? But forget about who's weird or not. Do you see how the Democrat Party propaganda works? The script goes out, the orders go out, there you have it.
They lied about Joe Biden's health. They lied about Russian collusion and COVID.
They lied about Hunter's laptop, and they lied about January 6th. They lied about the Ukraine and Jeffrey Epstein and Hollywood and everything in between. And now they want you to believe that this guy acted alone. Stop believing their bullshit. Everything they tell you is a lie.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
I think Vance should just lean into the weirdness. Maybe do an ad like, they call me weird. And then show all their weird tactics, like just a 60-second clip of all the Democrat weirdness, just a mass, like, compilation, like, quick-cut compilation of all their weirdness. And then at the end of it, be like, but you know what? Maybe I am a little weird compared to these D.C. establishment politicos. I'd lean into it. And do not doubt me. And look, you know J.D. Vance is not my big pick, but Trump made it, so let's work with it going forward. Do not doubt me on this. I'm getting a lot of pushback. I'm telling you, folks, J.D. Vance resonates with women. And you might think that sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, because it's the opposite of the leftist propaganda that you know exists, but somehow sometimes people still fall for it. No, J.D. Vance resonates with women. They get the crazy cat lady vibes. Mothers understand what he's talking about when it comes to childless women. But more importantly, it's the middle-aged and older females that probably might not even vote. But why do they like J.D. Vance? Because he reminds them of their sons. I'm telling you. Don't believe me? Ask your mom how she feels about Vance. Do not doubt me on this, folks. And the more they attack Vance, that's only going to mobilize these mothers even more because they're going to see it as their son getting attacked. So that's how I see it. All right, I want to go back to the hearing one more time, and then we'll get to some of this other news. I want to go back to the hearing one more time here, an important question-answer session with Mike Lee in his time, clip 17.
Why was President Trump allowed to take the stage at 6.02 p.m., exactly 17 minutes, after multiple suspicious person reports were provided, complete with photos and information suggesting that the assailant had a rangefinder, something that ordinary people don't use in this kind of circumstance?
Senator, again, it was suspicion, not weapon, or there was never communication of that there was an individual with a gun or threat or other bad intentions.
How many suspicious person reports did you receive that day?
I'll get back to you on the exact number, but there were other individuals that came to the attention of law enforcement that day.
Would President Biden ever be allowed on stage under similar circumstances with an unresolved set of multiple suspicious person reports provided, including indicating that there was a rangefinder involved?
Senator, I can tell you that a suspicious person on the outer perimeter with local law enforcement attempting to locate would happen. But I would need more information as far as whether or not we would allow the president to go on or off. Again, for us, it comes down to weapon, a potential threat. Is the individual carrying an IED? Is there a weapon? Is there some other factor that now ramps up our attention to
understood.
Let's
understood.
Hold off on this.
If there were 8 shell casings found next to the assailant's body, but he was neutralized after the first shot, where do those other shots come from? Where do the other shots go?
As far as the assailant's shooting?
Yes. So did the assailant get out 8 shots, or were those shell casings left from the day before? Where did they come from?
The shooter, Senator, we believe fired 8 rounds. We had the shooting reconstruction team go out there for a period of days and collect all that. So we have bullet holes, bullet fragmentation, all taken back, and we're still putting together the trajectory and ballistic analysis, although we do have fragments of the bullets, and bullets have been collected in the distance from the shooter's weapon.
Gotcha, gotcha. It's my understanding that there was a sniper team assigned to a window with complete overlook, complete view of the roof, the same rooftop, the sloped rooftop, where the shots were fired. It's also my understanding, according to some whistleblower accounts, that that post was abandoned. What can you tell me about that? Why was it abandoned?
So I saw that from the colonel's testimony, sir, and it's something that I've asked and our mission assurance is getting to the bottom of. And there were two-man counter-sniper teams from the locals that were in that AGR building.
And so at some point they just left?
That I don't have an answer for you on that, Senator, but it seems to me that if even one of them left, there should have been remaining some additional eyes left in that building.
Yep. That seems like something that maybe should be one of the very first questions you address. I'm actually surprised that you don't know that already, and I'd ask that you submit to us in writing what you learn as soon as you learn it. Will you commit to that?
Yes, sir.
What can you tell me about? Well, let me just state this way. Multiple requests were made by Trump's protective detail and by Trump's campaign team to the Secret Service for additional resources. I'm told that those were denied. And as I recall, the Secret Service spokesperson initially denied that such requests were made and denied. Why not tell the truth from the outset? What were they trying to do there?
So, Senator, I don't think there was any intention to mislead.
Seems like a pretty material fact, doesn't it?
I saw that report. Go ahead, Senator.
Will you commit to me that you will submit to us in writing what requests were made, by whom, and to whom, and when they were denied?
I will, sir.
Okay. look, at the end of the day, we're looking at a situation in which, at a minimum, people knew that this guy had a gun at least 2 minutes before the shooting happened. I want to know what you can tell me about what happened during that final two-minute period where a whole bunch of people in the crowd saw and were shouting, he's got a gun. During that two-minute period, perhaps at the beginning of it, the local police started to climb the rooftop, and there was at least 30 seconds after which local police were able to personally observe the shooter with a gun, had the gun pointed at him. What happened during that time period, and why on earth was President Trump not removed from the stage at that moment?
So again, Senator, the reason why President Trump was not removed was, again, we did not have anything more than locals working an issue at the 3 o'clock, wasn't determined as to whether or not it was the same individual or not, and there was no report of
the same individual as what?
The same suspicious individual.
Right, but we've left the category of suspicious individual at that point. You've got a guy with a gun on a rooftop 136 yards away from the stage. You know that he's got a gun at that point. What happened during that time period that did not result in President Trump, his protective detail, being notified of that and him immediately being removed from the situation?
Senator, what I will say, and then I'll turn it over to Deputy Director Abate, no information regarding a weapon on the roof was ever passed to our personnel.
How is that even possible? Do you want to comment to that?
Senator, again, I believe that information, and this is probably something my colleague can expound on, information that was in law enforcement, local law enforcement channels, but did not cross over and make it to Secret Service awareness.
Senator, just to clarify the timeline, so the individual was first seen by law enforcement on the roof at about 6:08. We're still working to perfect the timeline based on the radio comms and all that. It wasn't until at 6:11:03 seconds, the officer saw him and called out his arm. That was the first sighting where he had the rifle on the roof. And then
that was relayed to the Secret Service Command Center at that point?
My understanding is no, Secret Service, it was not relayed to them. It's a narrower time frame, though. It's probably about maybe up to half a minute between the time he's seen with the rifle and when the shots are fired.
But there's still time. At that point, if there were an open channel of communication, in which they were able to tell him, he's got a gun, take him out. You could still take President Trump off the stage. You could have him duck. You could have the shooter neutralized. Do you not have a channel of communication by which they can say, gun, take him out?
So again, Senator, that information stayed in state and local channels and did not make it over to Secret Service.
Did they not consider that relevant? You're saying that the local police didn't consider that relevant enough to pass along to the Secret Service?
Sir, I think that they were in the midst of dealing with a very critical situation, and they articulated that over the radio, as I understand it. However, it was never relayed over to us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, in conclusion, after now three hearings, and we're told there will be more hearings, but they won't be for a month, Ray and the Secret Service, so the FBI and the Secret Service have both said they'll get answers back to the committees, but you never see those. That's just lip service that they pay the people, and never is anything produced. We're more likely to get something from FOIA requests that I have filed, and as well as America First Law Center has filed. But I think the obvious issues still remain, and it's going to lead people to assume the worst, and how could you blame them? That there was a stand down, and that it was political. And maybe it wasn't just the shooter on the roof that wanted Trump dead that day. Maybe there were others. It seems impossible that this much incompetence and this much failure could have happened. When you look at the timeline, and when you look at the questions that are yet to be answered in regards to the timeline and what allowed the shooter to roam around that day, the stand down at the post, and then getting off shots on the roof after being a known threat factor for at least 10 minutes. No, people believe all these things lead to one thing. It wasn't just the shooter that wanted Trump dead that day. But of course, we already know that. We already know about the deep state. We already know about the intelligence agencies. We already know about the corrupt establishment, Washington, D.C., that wants to get rid of Trump by any means necessary. We know about the military-industrial complex that wants to get rid of Trump by any means necessary. And that's what we witnessed on July 3rd. Will we ever get the answers? Doubtfully. Which is really just proof of a cover-up, I would say. But I don't suspect these committees, and I don't suspect the Republicans are going to take this laying down. I hope that this is a change in culture, I have to tell you. Because normally we get loud hearings and rambunctious question-answer sessions from this kind of modern-day Republican Party, but we see it yield little results. Maybe they will finally demand results. Maybe they will finally get the results that the American people are looking for. Like, I don't know, maybe somebody should be fired? That might be one. Maybe criminal investigations, criminal negligence charges, subpoenas. Those would be some results that I would be looking for right now. Let's see if the Republican Party can deliver. All right. Now, moving on to some other things. Remember, it's the greatest economy ever. Here's Kamala Harris explaining the inflation of phenomenon. I apologize if your IQ goes down in the viewing of this video in clip 4.
The U.S. is experiencing record inflation, the worst in 30 years, way beyond expectations. OPEC didn't increase oil production. Can you tell us a little bit about how you would prevent the new spending and your Build Back Better agenda from exacerbating the problem? And also, what else are you going to do to fix this problem with inflation?
All right, thank you. Well, let's start with this. Prices have gone up. And families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up.
Wow. Tell me more, genius.
That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources. That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic, but is on a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry. So it is something that we take very seriously. But there is also a point that is important to make on the Build Back Better framework. One, it is designed to make it less expensive for working people to live.
How's that working out? You just said it was more expensive.
It was specifically designed to bring down the costs of childcare and increase accessibility and availability. Designed to bring down the cost of elder care.
And you failed miserably. You have failed.
And make it available to all those working families that need that support and need that help. And Build Back Better is not going to cost anything. We're paying for it.
You caca poo poo.
So, I mean, folks, this woman cannot be president. She cannot be president. She just. It's unbelievable. I mean, Joe Biden was not a very bright person, Joe Biden was not a very intelligent person. I mean, this woman is scraping the bottom of the barrel when it comes to IQ. She is scraping the bottom of the barrel. And there's all kinds of videos like this. And again, I don't think we lean into insulting her intelligence or her funny laugh or her cringe dance videos. But, I mean, people need to see that. People need to see that so that when they're told, hey, you better vote for Kamala, she's not white. Hey, you better vote for Kamala, she's not Trump. So they see this stuff and they realize, do you really want an imbecile running the country? Because that's what you're going to get. So she can't run on policy. Here's even Frank Luntz admitting nobody can even cite a policy success. Frank Luntz admitting that. Clip 7.
Can you name a single Harris accomplishment or result from the time that she was elected vice president? 3.5 years. Can you name just one? 70% cannot name anything.
Can you name one? No. Nobody knows one. She does cringe videos, but she's got trends. She has hashtags and trends and identity politics and limp wrists that she flails around when she pretends to be smart and intellectual. It's all an act. It's all phonyism. She's the least genuine person in politics and maybe the least intelligent as well. Let's see if she even makes it. She's demanding that they virtually swear her in as the nominee tomorrow, by the way. Let's see if she makes it. But she's running on abortion. That is her big issue. And, of course, they lie about even the abortion issue, too. She says more than 1 in 3 women of reproductive age in America now live in a state with a Trump abortion ban. Not a Trump abortion ban. It's in the states, so that's just an outright lie. But notice that they go along with this political football. They'll do something to make abortion legal. You could have done it numerous times when Democrats were in control, as recently as Barack Obama, as recently as Joe Biden, and you didn't do it. So they do this. They don't want abortion to be legal. It's like holding you politically hostage. The same thing they do at the border. They hold you politically hostage, and they say, all right, well, it's like if somebody slit your throat and then said, okay, now I'll stop the bleeding, and I'll give you stitches to stop the bleeding on your throat, but you're going to have to give me all your money and all your property. It's like, you ever seen Pain and Gain? That's what this is like. They kidnap you and hold you hostage with things like the open border and abortion. It's like, hey, women, you better vote for Democrats so that you can still have abortions. And you'll vote for Democrats. They won't make abortion legal. They can't. They just do this so that you vote for them, and then they can't even do it. Hey, you want to stop the illegal immigrants? You better give us $200 billion for Ukraine. hey, you want to stop the illegal immigrants? You better give us money for childhood genital mutilation, okay? Oh, yeah, sure. 2 million people are coming across a year. You want to stop it? You better give us something we want. That's how these terrorist Democrats, these political terrorists, these political hostage takers, that's how they wield political power. They slit your throat, and then they say, all right, we'll stop the bleeding, but you got to give us what we want. So here's her talking about abortion, clip five.
Hey, everybody. So today, Iowa put in place a Trump abortion ban, which makes Iowa the 22nd state in our country to have a Trump abortion ban. And this ban is going to take effect before many women even know they're pregnant. And what this means is that one in three women of reproductive age in America lives in a state with a Trump abortion ban. So what we need to do is vote, because I'm going to tell you something. When I am president of the United States, I will sign into law the protections for reproductive freedom. So let's get this done.
No, she won't, because they need it as a political hostage negotiation. They need it as a running for office platform. If they actually made abortion legal, what would they run on? What would the Democrats' big political issue be if they actually made abortion legal? They wouldn't have any, folks. They need abortion out there. But again, notice the disingenuousness. The Trump abortion ban. A Trump abortion ban just went into place in Iowa. Trump had nothing to do with it. Trump didn't tell the Supreme Court what to decide. Trump isn't even in office anymore. The people of Iowa voted against it. Just like the people of Missouri voted against it. Just like the people of Tennessee voted against it. Just like the people of Texas voted against it. I thought you guys were the party of democracy. Trump gave it to democracy. Trump gave the abortion issue to democracy. As you steal nominations. As you steal elections. The Trump abortion ban is yet another disingenuous labeling and lie of Democrat Party propaganda. It's all they have. It's all they have. And all they have is the identity politics with it. The FBI wants you to know it's going to be women in charge. How does that make you feel? Today, the legacy of the FBI's early female special agents is carried on by all the inspirational women who continue to lead counterterrorism and cyber squads, field offices, and more. See yourself in the FBI. Apply today. But only if you're a woman. We need more women. How would you like Kamala Harris running the FBI? How do you think that one would go? Kamala Harris running the FBI. You think that would be all right? I think that'd be pretty good. She'd probably straighten things out there, wouldn't she? All right, what is the answer to white dudes for Harris? Here it is. Here's the answer in clip 10.
You want to know why I'm here to support President Trump? Because they done did black men like this for decades. Make up charges and put them so I know Trump is innocent. I support Trump against this corrupt, two-tiered justice system. That's why I'm here to show my support as a black man for Trump. And I'm wearing my shirt, Niggas for Trump 2024, and I mean that.
Okay, so you've got white dudes for Harris. We've got, well, you know the thing. All right, I'm going to come back. That's it. I'm going to come back and give out the phone number. We'll be right back.
You know, when you look at the world where there's inflationary pressures and political chaos and geopolitical conflict and unsustainable debt and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff.
We had a talk this week and you said, I'll do it because at the end of the day, we've got to warn people. But I get it. I'm the same. I'm a man. And a man doesn't talk about other people and how bad they are. He shows how good he is. But sometimes a man has got to also point out, like, they create nautical charts of there's a reef here, there's a sunken ship here. We've got to create charts for people so they know where the hazards are.
You want to protect people, and that's what.
Well, yeah, we don't go looking to whistleblow. We don't go looking, but when clear and present crime is being committed, we will become accomplices if we don't expose it.
You know, part of why we exist as a firm is to protect people from the imbalances that the government is causing because of inflation and higher interest rates. You know, we want to get people in the right place at the right time. Just because gold and silver are great investments right now doesn't mean that all gold and silver are good investments. There's rare coins and semi-rare coins that people overpay for. And I got to looking, and when you look at the CFTC, there's
no, but you called it on the show 2 months ago. You said they're about to bust these groups, but you're like, I don't be a troublemaker. Just wait for it, Alex. And then it's happened now. So
the CFTC and 30 states. So the regulators in 30 states are charging a Los Angeles precious metals dealer an ongoing $185 million fraud. What is the fraud? What are they doing? They're targeting the elderly with overpriced stuff. Right. So over 300% over spot price. It's like, what in the world? Triple spot price? Are you joking? This is very common in the industry that people will kind of fall for a song and dance, fancy story. Ooh, let's get this rare coin. Let's get this historical coin because it's non-confiscatable and it's dealer non-reportable and you don't have to report it on taxes, wink, wink, right? And this is where these are all lies. Ultimately, if the government wanted to confiscate something, they will confiscate it. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, number two, you always have to report your taxes. Always. If you don't, you're going to be jailbait. You'll go into some kind of IRS tax court, right? So gold and silver are an investment like any other investment in the sense of there's no escaping some of those things. But what's great about it is that they are private, right? That they are in the right place at the right time because of where we are globally and the imbalances in the markets with rising interest rates, rising inflation. Gold and silver just do really, really well right now.
People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer. You know you're getting wholesale price of silver and gold from a reputable, top-rated company that funds the InfoWar and isn't a wimp. You need to get gold and silver, but you need to get it from a good source. Go to KEPM.com/gold.
Viene una tormenta.
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Get out the phone number. We'll take some calls. Anything we've discussed today is fair game. Last couple segments, squeezing a couple calls. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Number on the screen. Remember, folks, if you like this show, and I hope you do, we put a lot of work in here every day, myself and the great crew. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And we got all kinds of great products for you, things for cardiovascular health, blood health, like Nitric Boost, VasoBeat Complete, both 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I cannot recommend Vitamin Mineral Fusion enough. This stuff sells out fast. 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Great drink mix. Tastes even better with juice. More than 100% daily value. Vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more, including things many people are deficient in, like boron, glycine, NAC, all in one scoop of the great tasting drink mix, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. This stuff sells out always, so get it while it lasts. Part of the Save InfoWars Mega Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Big victories. I'll tell you what, Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is really hitting the gas right before it is election season. Listen to these victories for him just this week, as the week has just started. University of Missouri bows to Republican pressure and eliminates campus diversity, equity, and inclusion division. Units in the separate division put in place after campus protests in 2015 will be moved into other offices to reproduce political visibility and protect budget allocations, System President Mun Choi says. Mun Choi. Yeah. So, good job. Now, let's all just be honest about what this is. Diversity, equity, and inclusion stands for no white people. Okay? That's what it means. That's why you see on that in that board right there, that board meeting with President, Missouri System President Mun Choi, and the guy standing next to him, no whites. You won't see any whites, because that's what DIE really means, is no whites. We don't want whites. And it's so funny, and I saw this clip where you have this leftist talk show host talking about systemic racism and how in America it's systemic racism by whites against non-whites. And then when the co-host says, are you sure about that? Actually, that's not true. And she just sits there and stares at him like he just said, you know, there's life on Mars or something. Or like she just saw a ghost. Let's just be honest. And look, I don't make it a big thing about white identity. I don't make it a big thing about standing up for the plight of the white man. I don't really get into that crap. I really don't care. I don't like being a victim. And so if we're being honest, though, diversity, equity, and inclusion means anti-white. So if there's any systemic racism in this country, it's against white people. That's just the truth. If you can't handle that, you might have a broken brain. What do you think DEI is? That is racism against whites. Man, and they hate it when they lose these battles. You mean I can't discriminate against whites? Wait, whoa, what? You want to No, that's not what I meant. Attorney General Bailey obtains court order blocking Joe Biden from illegally diverting funds away from building the border wall. In other words, the Biden administration has to finish the border wall. They have to finish the border wall. Another victory for Attorney General Andrew Bailey of Missouri. He's not done. Missouri Attorney General filing lawsuit against Biden administration for allegedly flying illegal immigrants to state. They flew them in. I guess the wall doesn't help when Joe Biden is flying them in. You're going to have to build a wall. How high? What is the highest altitude a plane flies at? You're going to need to build a wall thousands of feet into the air to stop Biden and Harris and the Democrats from getting their illegal migrants into the country, their illegal voters into the country. We're going to have to build a wall 10,000 feet high to block the Democrats from importing voters. No, another victory for Missouri's Attorney General Bailey, suing the Biden administration for flying immigrants, illegal aliens into the country. How are these not high crimes and misdemeanors at the very minimum committed by this administration? I mean, this is just insane. It's just completely insane. And then they come to the country and they murder Americans. Illegal immigrant and vicious Times Square attack on the New York Police Department cops will spend a year in jail with plea deal. Only a year in jail. A non-citizen, an illegal alien, attacks police officers and he gets a year in jail. If you walked through the Capitol with a flag, you got more than a year in jail. But this guy's a non-citizen. He's here illegally, and he attacks police officers. He'll get less than a year. He'll get out early. Tell me this. Why hasn't he been deported by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office? Why haven't they turned him over to ICE and kicked his ass out of the country? Democrats. That's why. This is the issue we beat the Democrats with, I'm telling you. And the blood of the Americans that have been killed by gang members and illegal aliens, that's the story. That's what we press them on. Say their names. Say the young girls' names. Say the parents' names. Say the kids' names that illegal aliens that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris led into this country that have murdered and raped illegal citizens. The blood is on their hands. So big victories for Missouri's attorney general. We go to Missouri now. Andy in Missouri has called in. So we'll start with him. Andy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, good to talk with you again. Really proud of our attorney general from my home state there.
Figured you would be.
I was wanting to call you about the I've heard that they're saying that they don't have communication logs and everything during the Trump attempted assassination. And I was a radio man in the Coast Guard for several years. And I can tell you that we had, back in the day, we actually had reel-to-reel tape. They recorded for 24 hours. We had digital recorders, and we also had this one computer that actually would show the key of the unit that keyed up so we'd know which individual was actually talking to us. And this was in the late 90s.
Well, look, there's no doubt they could have had the ability to record all their communications. They chose not to.
But that's standard operating procedure.
100%. It just raises more questions.
When I was a radioman, we would sit there and listen, and we didn't type out exactly what was said. We made notations on this is where this started happening, and that way we could go back and check the radio logs if we ever had to go to court because some fisherman said that we didn't respond to them or anything. So I'm not buying it. That's a total.
Well, I'll tell you what, I believe we're going to get the local law enforcement communication logs, if not the audio. I believe we will get that. I filed a FOIA. We may get that as soon as next week.
I'm looking forward to hearing it, Owen. Thanks a lot for your time.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Jace in Texas. Jace, you're on the air. Go ahead.
So basically, I just heard yesterday you were online talking about the Open Records Act that you submitted. And I just kind of had some information about that if people maybe wanted to do it themselves as well, or just something you can do in the case that they don't respond. The Open Records Act, when it was passed, every state had to basically pass their own law in regards to that. In Texas, for instance, it's the Public Information Act, but it's Open Records. And basically, if they don't respond within 10 business days, at least saying, hey, we got your request, even though we can't get
you everything.
Yeah, so
the story with this is the Pennsylvania law enforcement has 5 days to respond. Secret Service has 20 days to respond. We expect to get stonewalled by Secret Service, but I think we might get some cooperation with the local law enforcement. I really do.
Hi, this is Jeff with DMO Knives, and we are super excited to partner with Alex Jones for this style Breacher knife from DMO. For a limited time, our tactical Breacher, through our Alex Jones partnership, will be designed like this. We have our black over OD Cerakote, OD G10 composite handles with the following logos upon them. Betsy Ross flag over here with Alex Jones signature here. And then you flip that over, and we've got Donald Trump. Fight, fight, fight. We've had these things crammed in a Humvee, prying open a door in Syria. We've shot them at the range. They have survived. They have a lifetime guarantee. So if you ever break one, we'll replace it for you to help develop the toughness and sturdy and durable and usability, along with the beauty. There's four different heat stages that we put this thing through to come up with a dual level of hardness for usability and sturdiness. It's built to never fail the operator. Made in America, by Americans, for Americans. How much stronger can you get than the DMO quarter-inch thick steel Breacher? Patriotic, strong, just like America. Again, we are super excited to team up with Alex Jones with DMO Knives for this product, which is our patriotic tactical Breacher. You can't get more patriotic than this. We can't wait to get them in your hands.
In the last 6 months, as InfoWars has been fighting for its very existence, we've had a lot of great organizations and groups reach out wanting to support us. Well, I gotta tell you, Dead Moose Ops is one of the best. They put out some of the most amazing collectible limited edition knives and other amazing collectibles with folks like the Hodge Twins and so many others. These guys are bringing great products to the American people, and they're keeping some of the most important talk show hosts on the air as we win the fight against the globalists. So we've decided to come out with 500 of their best-selling limited edition knife engraved specifically for InfoWars. It's amazing. So here it is with the American flag, the original 13, Alex Jones, and it is such a storied knife. It's a special operations style knife. It's of the highest quality steel made right here in America in Arkansas. This knife cost over $115 to just produce because it's of the highest quality materials at the highest standards. And there's only 500 of these limited inscription knives with the original 13 colonies flag, commissioned by George Washington and laser inscribed with my signature, Alex Jones. This is a very important fundraiser. You know, on NPR and on PBS, you know, they get hundreds of millions of dollars of tax money every year. They will sell a coffee mug for $100, though it costs $5. And you know you're getting memento to know you supported communism and evil and the New World Order. Well, this is a knife that cost over $115 because it's such high quality. And when you get the knife and you pay the extra money to fund the operation, you are changing the world. So if you want a limited edition knife that is simply amazing, read all about it right now at dmoknives.com. It is dmoknives.com. This is a true piece of Americana, and it funds the operation. There's only 500 of this knife available. So please be part of this fundraiser and have this piece of history. Go to DMO, that's Dead Move Operatives, but just DMO, the letters DMO, knives.com. It's on screen. And you get an additional $25 off when you use promo code Alex.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We don't need no man. We can do everything he can.
Busted.
I'm a bold lip. Taylor's on my side. I'm a bold lip. MAGA starts to cry.
What?
I'm a bold lip. And Taylor's on my side.
Yeah, she is.
I'm a bold lip. MAGA starts to cry.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're weeping. Oh, I can't help. The tears are flowing. My goodness. It's over for us, guys. I mean, you want to talk about weird. What in the hell was that? Yeah, that's a bold limb. Man, that's tough. It's tough to recover from that. You get so disoriented. Wow. Okay, boy, oh boy. All right, some crazy headlines here, and then we'll take a couple more calls. Man. Run! Adult son of Israeli diplomat who ran over Florida police officer gets no jail time, moves to Israel. Say what? The adult son of an Israeli diplomat has accepted a plea deal and avoided jail time after being accused of purposely running over a Sunny Isles Beach, Florida police officer on his motorcycle. Must be some of that white privilege. Oh, wait. But you know what? Put that over there. Meanwhile, war is breaking out everywhere. Israel strikes Beirut suburb. Massive strikes Israel in Beirut. I mean, it's going back and forth, folks. Israel's rampaging, and it's stoking fires of the Middle East against them. That's why Netanyahu is here just, you know, begging for our money and our military support. Oh, and then they strike Beirut, and then they strike Lebanon. I'm sure that's all just a coincidence. It's not good. Just more death and destruction in that region. And then Venezuela is in total chaos right now. Venezuela's military chief backs Maduro, calls protests a coup as new unrest expected over disputed election. Protesters clash with police over Maduro victory claim. You know, I'm mixed on this. Obviously, I don't support the communist regime. I don't support communism. I wouldn't even say I support Maduro. I don't want to get involved in Venezuela's politics. I don't trust Western intelligence agencies not to stage a coup or to try to overthrow, to put in their puppet Guaido. Maybe it would be better for his Venezuela. Maybe it wouldn't be. They need to deal with this. It is ironic, though, that we would do direct engagement in Ukraine, direct engagement in the Middle East, but not in Venezuela, who's obviously much closer to us and probably much more important when it comes to oil and everything else. By the way, it was Biden that freed up Venezuelan oil and funds and freed prisoners that supported the Maduro regime. So it's total chaos. It might be a stolen election. I don't know. I'm going to have an expert dealing with Venezuela and its politics on Friday discussing all this. And so we'll get her intel with everything that went on. But, you know, here's the lesson. Communism fails. Communism always results in total chaos and civil war in the streets. And communist regimes always take the guns. And that's the problem. You can't vote your way out of communism. And you feel like here in America, we're either one vote away from that, or we might already be there. And that's kind of the big issue right now, isn't it? You can't vote your way out of communism. And the people that come to take your guns, they're the bad guys. They don't take the guns for your protection. They take the guns for their own protection. So what comes next in Venezuela? We shall see. But again, we'll have an expert on that geopolitical situation and the Middle East joining us Friday to discuss more. Let's take a couple phone calls before we sign off for this evening. Let's go to Sue in Michigan. Sue, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about the trust of science is really trust the data operation by big tech. And they're basically using the UN as a crisis to get phones in everyone's hand. And they run out the CBDCs, collect all the consumer and health data worldwide, and use that to keep all the major Fortune 500 companies all in power because they have all the data. They can make all the profits. It's predictive profits. But the interesting thing is these CBDCs is the main thing of this. And I found out the Secret Service protects electronic financial payment systems, all the transfer systems. So they're very important in making those CBDCs protected. And Trump says no CBDCs. So these big
Trump has stood against CBDCs. He's also come out as pro-crypto. It's at least a strong political move. But yeah, you're right. When it comes to trust the science, it's really trust the data, the rigged data. So they rig the data, then they call it science, and then they deceive you, and then they enslave you with it. Sue, thank you for the call. Let's go to Sean in South Carolina. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Owen? You're talking about Kamala earlier, and I mean, we know she's an absolute, complete idiot. They had to take Biden out in order for, if they have any idea if they're going to go and steal this election, which really that's their only ploy, you know, that they had to put somebody else in, and by default, you have, you know, Harris. But the question is that, are they really going to keep her there? And they know that she really can't win. So are they going to, you know, plan some false attack where all of a sudden, you know, one strike against Trump and all of a sudden now we're going to have some kind of assassination of the you know, the president of Kamala Harris, and all of a sudden it's, you know, some Dem, you know, dressed up in a MAG hat, you know, starting, you know, a complete absolute chaos. And, you know, how are we
Well, absolutely.
Prevent,
and look, that's why I think the goal was to have Trump assassinated and probably, you know, maybe it's an Antifa member or something, or they frame it that way to try to start a civil war or start more political violence. Certainly, we need the best and utmost protection of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden so that they can't have this on the other side either. Absolutely. They want total chaos. They'd love to see us in a Venezuela-type situation with chaos on the streets and then just cancel the election. That's certainly within the realm of possibility. So we better hope and pray we avoid all of that with 98 days till the election. By the way, Kamala Harris is in Atlanta, and she's about to have an event in Atlanta. And I would just say be on the lookout for some interesting information to come out about Kamala Harris's campaign in the next few days and the blatant racism that they engage in against white people behind the scenes. And let's see what kind of highlights come from Kamala Harris in Atlanta. But obviously, we need total safety and protection for Harris and Biden and everybody else to just try to maintain not go into total chaos with less than 100 days till the election. All right, let's squeeze in another here. Ron in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. A couple things. Hey, did you get my shirts I sent you with Donald Trump and Al Shit, you must have quit?
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. I don't think so.
But anyway. Okay, I sent them to your shipping, your store. I meant to put an out note in there. I didn't get it in there. But anyway, my question is, why hasn't anybody just flat out asked Ray or Santilli or even Jill Biden or anybody, were you involved in the coup to take out Donald Trump? Why don't they ask those questions directly? Like,
well, are you talking about during these hearings? Or are you talking about during maybe the media if they ever get access to Biden? What are you talking about?
Any of it. What about
I don't
Goldman?
Think the media. The media has not had access to Joe Biden since the assassination attempt, right? I don't think the media's had access to Biden since the assassination attempt. There's been zero access, or Kamala,
okay,
for that matter.
Ray.
So it would have had to be during the hearings. Ron, I'm out of time. I get where you're coming from, but you know what? That's funny you bring that up. There has been no media access. There's been no media access to anyone, really, has there? So, I mean, I guess they're not going to do it for decorum purposes, or they know the answer during these hearings. All right, that's it for the InfoWars War Room. We take a 21-hour break. We'll see you tomorrow.
A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight, and it's simple. Support our sponsors, and we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others who come up with so many of these beautiful coins. And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. We get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at holdtheline.com. Holdtheline.com. It's got the Liberty Bell. It says fight for freedom with other inscriptions. On the reverse side, it's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar. So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at holdtheline.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line, the most critical point in the InfoWar. Go to holdtheline.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin. I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death. We need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to holdtheline.com right now and get the coin, holdtheline.com. Want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. Holdtheline.com.
are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.